One, two, three, clap.
Clap for your world famous four-time tag team champs and feel the power. Is that what you're saying?
No. All right, do your introduction.
I think that should be the introduction. This is number... Hang on.
Definitely need
41.
To, definitely need to do an introduction now.
Welcome to episode 41 of Proper Sport Does WWE. The irony of the name being, of course, that it's not proper sport.
Is it not?
No, but that TV deal, that's worth £700 billion a year.
Could rival most sports.
It is like a proper sport, and now they can buy anyone they want.
Yeah.
Don't Vince. You can buy our asses. I mean, you can buy our asses for about $10, in fairness. Because we'll take any money for doing this.
But, cheers, Vince, for the pound sterling that you've given me to do this podcast.
Oh, 15, maybe. Yeah. Some free T-shirts and stuff.
How are you, Rich? You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. You're obviously injured, aren't you? You're on the disabled list this week.
I am. I've got some crutches. I'm going to attack people with it like Big Cass.
Yeah? But, like, with more charisma?
Oh, don't be harsh.
And you're not 7 foot tall?
Well, I mean, I'm only a foot shy.
And you haven't split up with Carmella?
Times are hard for Cass.
Yeah.
No, I fell over. So I've been sat here for the past 3 hours and I've refused to move. Because I don't want you to take this comfy chair from me.
That's fair enough.
But yeah, how are you, Richard?
Yeah, I've had a busy few weeks, so yeah, wrestling's been on. Well, we're in that weird bit, aren't we? Now, we've gone from pay-per-views all the time to no pay-per-views.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for Money in the Bank to happen.
It's frustrating, actually, because it's still, like, 2 more weeks away.
Yeah, and in reality, we pretty much know everything that's happening, don't we, about Money in the Bank?
We know that Big Cass and probably Daniel Bryan's going to get added to the card, probably with a stipulation.
Yeah.
But we know the main events of ladder matches.
Yeah.
And we know even the tag matches.
Well, I've got 8 matches here on Wikipedia, so that's a lot. I know it's 4 hours now. But
so that's June 17th, so still like a couple of weeks away, yeah. Right? The day after is the United Kingdom tournament.
Yeah, on a Monday.
On a Monday and a Tuesday, yeah. Right? So I don't know, let's not class that as an... But we are going to do a review of that.
Yeah.
But Extreme Rules this year is July 15th, so that's a month after.
That'll be a month, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Why has this one been so funny? I don't know.
I think it's because they just changed their mind, didn't they, about the brand... exclusive pay-per-views, yeah. But now you get 2 brands for the price of 1.
Well, they are going longer with pay-per-views, yeah. But anyway,
so I'm just gonna put more rubbish on, like Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal, the match we've all been paid waiting to see.
Yeah, but let's not lie, he's a hypocrite because he wasn't at Raw this week.
No,
hypocrite.
Should we talk about Raw?
Let's start.
There's
with
not
Raw.
Much news this week, either, is there? Because it's just one of those quiet weeks, unless there's something I've forgotten.
I think. It's been a bit of a quiet week, yeah. But yeah, let's start by reviewing Raw as we always do.
I don't know. Finn Balor beat Braun Strowman by disqualification. What's that all about?
I mean, the initial. Did you see him slap him?
Yeah,
very cool, actually. Yeah. Other than that, I can't really think. That was it, really. Introduction, and then we got the disqualification. Elias is superb. Just really good, isn't he? Controlled the... Was it Virginia crowd?
Do you mean Kevin Owens?
No, I mean Elias. Way he was like basically every three seconds he was basically saying, right, can we just bring my vocals up a bit? Right, yes. And then starts strums and then he goes, I'm noticing that we're getting a lot of this crowd and can we bring the spotlight in? Spotlight comes in, and demands silence and then gets interrupted by good old Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Seth v. Jinder, not an amazing match considering Seth's recent weeks, but pretty solid. And then what a swerve. Why are you getting up on the table, Seth? And then smash, guitar falls to the floor.
Yeah.
What a great birthday for Seth freaking Rollins.
Well, I call these disqualification finishes, they're all good.
And so obviously Seth had enough of Jinder and Sunil.
Sunil,
sorry. And then decided disqualification. So two disqualifications. That's quite interesting.
So is Elias going to win the Intercontinental Championship?
No, but it'd be a good little...
Even though that match hasn't been announced yet.
That match will go to Money in the Bank, and I think it'll be pretty cool.
Guitar and a pole match.
No, it's just essentially, you know that Spider-Man meme where Spider-Man points at another Spider-Man?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's Seth and Elias look very similar, don't they? And I think it was Ross from Cultaholic used it in a video. Said Elias looks like Seth Rollins, but someone blew into a balloon and pumped him up.
Damien Sandow.
After Seth walked off and limped off with his neck brace and all that, we got Nia versus Jobber.
Do you remember Nia Jax's face turn, and now she's a heel again?
Is she a heel, though?
Well, yeah, because she's fighting Ronda Rousey, whoever Tweener. Likes. Tweener. Yeah, but do you care that much?
No, I thought she was great, though. Doing the beat up and then getting the microphone. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, actually. And I enjoyed... actually, no, I didn't. I'd like to say I enjoyed... what's his name? Her name.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, Ronda on commentary. Rousey. I didn't. She barely spoke.
But, as we say, she can't lose this match unless there's some kind of screwy finish involving Natalia, as we said last week. And it was her birthday as well this week.
Happy birthday.
It was on the Instagram and everything.
So you're really not keen for Nia Jax versus Ronda, whereas I am now. Because, I'm very keen for
it. Well, no, it'd be interesting, but I don't think it'd be any good.
Oh, very harsh.
She's not very good, is she?
Who's she, though? Who are you referring to? Nia's not very good.
No.
Since when?
At wrestling. She's a very good character.
No, I think she's a great character, and I think she's an all-right wrestler for her size.
What was the last paper? Backlash. Did you watch Backlash?
Oh, it were terrible.
Well, there you go, then.
Well, not terrible. It was poor, but she was not working with the best competitor. Now, I know that you're going to say that Ronda's already not the best competitor, but I actually think for the bigger sort of monster-y role, Nia's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the way she did the role onto Jobber person was really good.
Yeah, but she's not a believable monster against an actual real fighter. Because everyone knows she's a real fighter, that's the problem.
I think you're being a bit cynical.
Yeah.
What else is new? Okay, so after that, was it the...
The barbecue thing.
Was that afterwards?
Yeah.
Which was... I didn't enjoy it, personally. I think the commentary team of laughing, and that took a bit away from me. That took a bit away
from
me.
What a hilarious thing is happening in the ring. Ha, 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 ha.
And it reminded
me that... else is just like sat on the hands.
Yeah, it just reminded me that the Revival are very, very badly jobbers at the moment.
Yeah,
bring back they shouldn't be. And then you've got all these tag teams, and it's a food fight, and all the while, I think I'm very old when I'm thinking I feel sorry for the ring technicians or whoever the people surrounding the ring have got to clean it up.
But it's one of the great Vince McMahon tropes is to have the food fight, isn't it? He loves it.
So, B team, it's comedic, sort of. Did we get, then afterwards, I think it was the Broken Matt and Bray versus the Ascension.
Yeah.
Who cared?
Yeah.
I don't really care for the tag team division on Raw at the moment. Other than B-team, because they're
I think I might have got them in the wrong order, but yeah, it all happened and it involved tag teams. And
yeah. Sami Zayn apologising for the Bobby Lashley thing last week.
Yeah.
Which was half entertaining. And then Bobby Lashley goes and shakes his hand, crushes his hand. I don't really want to see Sami versus Bobby.
Well, speaking of Bobby's, what are they going to do with Bobby Roode now? He's lost to Kevin Owens. Is he just a face because of his music?
Bobby Roode needs a heel turn.
Yeah. So that means he has to get rid of his music as well.
But the thing, there's not enough baby faces. There really isn't, is there?
Braun.
And he's probably the biggest at the moment, other than maybe Daniel Bryan.
Braun and Bobby Lashley. They see it on Raw.
Yeah. Everyone wants everyone to be heel, including Roman. We got Chad Gable versus Drew McIntyre, pretty decent match, and it's just a shame that I know Chad's never really going to get a push, which is a real shame, because of his maybe even because of his size, and obviously he hasn't really got much of a character there.
Are they going to reunite American Alpha, do you think?
Yeah, I'm guaranteed. Guaranteed
when Jason Jordan's fit.
Yeah, so. I bet they do it. And I bet they do.
Well, there's just nothing else to do, is there?
No. And I bet they win the tag titles. And I don't particularly care. And then we got the gauntlet match for the main event.
I like these matches where they have 11-second matches and it's like pointless.
Yeah, well, I felt sorry for Liv Morgan.
Because we like Liv Morgan.
Well, I like the Riot Squad, and I think Ruby Riott's proving now how talented she is.
Yeah.
And she's a real talent, but we don't get to see Liv Morgan wrestle ever. And the one time we did, Bayley to Belly, which is not the world's best finisher, finishes her off. And Sasha, does Sasha need this? I'm sorry, well, I don't think she does. This should be a little mini feud between Sasha and Bayley, and that could have taken you to SummerSlam.
Is that feud still going on?
That could have taken you to SummerSlam. Yeah, and here we are now. They're both doing pretty much no.
They don't appear to be feuding either, because some weeks they're friends, some weeks they're not. Dana Brooke was in it, so that was always funny.
Terrible booking. Terrible booking. And it was clear to see that Ruby was never it was going to be all of the Riott Squad. But I'm glad Ruby got the win over Mickey. People are obviously mad that Mickey lost, especially in her hometown. Well, I'm she's also a veteran, whereas Ruby needs the win, as does, to an extent, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan.
They're always losing
their hometown. But hey-ho, never mind. But pretty good match. Overall, an okay Raw. There's been better Raws, definitely, but... Yeah. It's certainly stagnant. And you remember I said this about SmackDown? I feel like we're getting it a little bit similar with Raw.
But the problem is, as we said, we've got everything set up at the minute, isn't it, for where we are next. So it's just a matter of filling time before whatever happens.
Mm. All right, moving to SmackDown.
Yes, that was another show that was on telly. And, there were bits and pieces that were good, weren't there? Again. Although, I don't know. Samoa Joe, he's the best thing on SmackDown. Joe.
I'd find it hard to disagree with that. Joe. Let's go through it. Joe and Daniel Bryan have their little bit of a...
Tete-a-tete.
Yeah. And then out comes Big Cass sporting a big old crutch. Goes to attack, obviously, because he's been cleared. And a great match, obviously, would be Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
What do you add to that to give it more spice, to make it like that's going to be a great match?
Yeah, broomstick.
You add Big Cass for the sake of he's 7 foot.
Yeah,
can't no need that. For it. AJ Styles, of course, came out and did a promo behind the scenes saying he'll be the last man standing. Waste. And then we got the Naomi versus Lana dance-off. Which I... Yeah,
that was a thing.
Why did we need
that? So is Lana a heel now? Or was she always a heel?
She was always a heel, really, wasn't she?
Why?
Why is she heel?
Because she's Russian.
Because she's a baddie that does bad things and uses cheating and
I think they should make her a proper Russian now. And like anti-Donald Trump or something. So she's got him and her and Rusev and Aid English as spies for Vladimir Putin.
Aiden, who is also American.
Yeah, but he doesn't matter, he's a double agent.
Ty Dillinger versus Shinsuke Nax. Not great.
Well, Ty Dillinger on TV for more than 2 seconds.
Yeah, actually got a match as well.
Yeah.
Not bad, but could have been not better. And then the match of the evening, and arguably the match of the week. Well, it's got to be the match of the week, I'm sorry, but New Day versus Miz and The Bar. Brilliant. And Xavier Woods is... I was critical of him even maybe a year ago, saying he doesn't get in the ring enough. And now when he's in the ring, he's looking really good. And I've talked about it before, I love the way that he bounces off the top rope. When he goes into the top corner, gets on the top rope, uses it almost to get a little bit higher. That's really good. But there was this one move where he goes off Sheamus and just barrel rolls over onto Cesaro. Comes back into the ring and does his like second rope DDT from the second rope on Sheamus. He's very good. He's very good. Him and Cesaro in a little feud would be very good. But obviously it means break him up. And we're not going to see that anytime soon.
And we still don't know who's going to be the New Day member in the thing. Although according to Wikipedia it's Kofi Kingston, but they've just made that up. It's not official.
Who do you think it should be?
Didn't I say Big E the other week?
I said Big E. Yeah. I don't know if you did.
It should be Big E.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we go. And it's been settled. PCB reunion.
Didn't they have a weird hand gesture thing? Or was that just Charlotte and Becky?
No, that's Charlotte and Becky had like they were T Generation X.
Yeah.
But I think
it was PCB for all the people who remember the Women's Revolution, and that was daft. Team Bad, and what was the other one?
Team Beautiful and Dangerous was Team Bad, and then there was another one, and I can't remember what it was.
Team PCB, and one with Summer Rae in. I don't know, I can't remember.
Anyway, that was awkward.
Team Bella.
Right, fair enough. really.
Somehow I'm on Italian Wikipedia. That's not good.
We got Andrej Chienalmas and Sin Cara. Sin Cara getting television time and also talking, which is bizarre. Zelina Vega still the best manager in WWE currently. A nothing segment, but will probably lead to a match next week. Oscar and Mandy Rose with match of the year. She fell asleep. I'm sorry, that was very mean. But
poor Mandy.
Yeah. Her and Sonya Deville should just be still called Absolution. I don't understand it. Really don't. And then the main event, the triple threat match to determine the last spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match. And it was Joe.
That's his music.
He does that thing with his hand, yeah. And it was an okay match, but I don't know why Big Cass needed to be in it.
Because he's 7 foot tall. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was SmackDown. Decent. SmackDown's improving. It really is. What was that?
Yeah. No, it's just, I don't know.
And that was Facebook.
It just reminded me that...
Oh, my God, by the way, when we did the PCB reunion...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because I can talk about this. Yeah, press the face.
Page here.
Yeah, go on.
Page here. I thought it was the Divas Revolution at first, wasn't it? Because women,
and then it became
not,
women's.
Women weren't as important then. But then they became important when Steph got involved. Probably.
Michael Cole on the WrestleMania in Dallas 32
when they got the belt, the women's
superstars.
Belt.
The word Divas was dropped. And it was superstars because it was just so ham-fisted in, wasn't it?
Because that Divas belt looked absolute shit.
It looked like.
Can I say that on the podcast?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, can. It did look bad.
So you had Team Bad, Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha. Yeah. Team PCB.
Paige, Charlotte,
Can you remember Team PCB's original name? Probably changed it after about three days.
What was it?
The Submission Sorority.
Sorority?
That thing.
Why were they Submission Sorority?
Because they all like have submission moves, but then some real realise that's like a porn thing.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
So I don't know. I've never... Don't Google it.
Richard.
Google it on the thing. And Team Bella.
Who was Alicia Fox in the Bella Twins.
Yeah, I don't know why, but there you go.
Where is Fox now?
She's injured, isn't she? Yeah, she's injured. She's still on Instagram.
Richard.
No, just that's a fact. It's not a thing. Well, right. Paige with the NXT belt. Been a long time since I've seen that.
Richard, stop it. What? Do not Google that if you've never Googled it before. Google right. It. Moving to the news.
The news. What news? There's no news.
There is news. Right. I'm going to give you some news, right?
All right.
News one. Joe Hendry, who we saw was leader of the Prestige in the WCPW days, he's going to make his Impact debut.
Yes.
I really like that because I like Joe Hendry. I think he's a good performer and he, good guy. I like Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
So he's going to be making his Impact debut and more British stars making it on the...
They're getting everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah. So good on you, the prestigious one. Elsewhere in the news as well, Enzo Amore, who has...
He's back.
Yeah,
He's got a rap or something. I've not heard this video.
I don't really know if I want to. Right, it's worse. No. All right, I've got to try and figure out how can I get this right. I forgot this.
Well, I've actually got it on the thing.
Oh, I can't find it. Sorry.
No. Well, the good news is I can't hear it anyway. So
all right, do you want me to read you some of the lyrics really quick?
No, but go on.
Middle finger to the sky, gripping my consensual penis. What? Lion asshole in Phoenix.
Phoenix and penis don't rhyme.
I ain't got a book to borrow, lawyered up, and wipe me down, see you at the civil trial. Something blurred, I don't know what it is. No, that's me saying that, because I don't know what it says. Them wages getting garnished, them wages get... I think it says bitch. Bitch, yeah. Them wages getting garnished, bitch, them wages getting garnished, for my image that you tarnished.
Well, he's a nice young man, isn't he, with those words?
Why would he do that?
What a tosser.
Why would he do that? Why would you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, the thing is, he's never going to get employed by WWE, is he?
No.
And... Well, Impact, they might get desperate and sign him. But he's not going to get work again, is he?
Never mind. There's an alteration to NXT TakeOver Chicago due to the Money in the Bank. Johnny Gargano set on to take a Ciampa in a street fight. However, it's been reported that the stipulation we're going to see inside and perhaps outside the Allstate Arena wasn't initially booked for the match. Apparently... It was going to be a last man standing match. I think. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find some news on WWE.com. Next week on SmackDown, Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. So that'll be all right.
Mm. And I think that's everything in regarding the news. A bit of a slow news week.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about... we got a tweet in, obviously, yeah. from... I think it was Dan last Dan. Week. Thanks very much, Dan.
Yeah,
well, and he's come back.
Yeah, because he asked us about mainstream popularity and we didn't know if he meant UK or USA. And he meant USA. I think whatever answer I gave last week just substitute the words UK for USA. I think it just depends on who is the next big star. He needs a big star.
I still disagree with you that it's solely, you're making out like it almost solely depends on this big star.
Well, no, but the fact that it's on Fox, SmackDown next year, is also a massive boost as well, I think, because they'll get more eyes on the product. But they still need someone who will cross over into the mainstream and become a celebrity. But he does say, you know, what ifs. And it's always interesting, you know, if... because he talks about the UWF, Bill Watts UWF in 1988, if he didn't go under. Yeah, if Jim Crockett hadn't bought that, then he wouldn't have gone into financial trouble and Ted Turner wouldn't have bought WCW. But I think everything would have ended up where we are now because Vince is still Vince and somehow would have got Impact. He asked us about Impact, actually, and ROH. I don't watch any ROH. Do you, Tom?
No, but I've watched bits. Yeah. I'll say this much, and I'd like to get it on demand a bit more. But
it's one of those, like, times are hard.
Times are hard. I don't have that much money. Like, and I'll try and get, like, I think we're going to get Dominion. I think it's Dominion that's coming up very shortly.
TNA I haven't watched either, but I'm told it's good now. They've got rid of loads of people, and they've started again.
Well,
they're
new.
Supposed to be good.
Their new. What was it? Was it called Redemption?
Yeah.
That pay per view got nothing but really good praise, but. The point that Dan's made here is saying that I'll read it out. He says excellent matches and product in the early years with the luxury of talent due to the demise of ECW.
This
and
is
WCW.
Ring of Honor we're talking about.
Yes, here. Ring of Honor. However, since then, Sinclair bought the company. It seems they've been used to fill TV slot times. They don't seem willing to be investing in their company and to improve marketing and TV production. I'm not so convinced with that.
Sinclair are a TV company, honestly, you can understand why they do that.
But they've also put a lot into, like, on-demand stuff. And if you try and get a ticket, probably if they came over here, you couldn't get one.
Well, they were the other week, weren't they? They were here last weekend.
They went to Australia. They can go anywhere. They're trying to go more out there. And the reason that they've got the talent pool is arguably at their best now. Yeah. Look at who they've got in. I'm not so sure I agree with that one, Dan. But I think if Ring of Honor were ever to even get any close to competing with the WWE or Impact, they would need regular TV programming minimum on a big network or something like that. Or at the least, offer a different alternative of the network.
I guess the problem they've got is as well, from the glory days of ROH with Punk and Danielson and Joe, etc., is A, NXT is now a thing. WWE are now more open to employing smaller wrestlers.
And they pay more money.
And New Japan has become a thing as well, hasn't it?
Well, you've got
a lot of people now watch New Japan and go,
But you get a lot of the Ring of Honor stars in New Japan.
Of course. So these,
or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot of crossover there as well, isn't it? I don't know. Because I don't watch enough of it, or any of it, I find it difficult to have an opinion.
Yeah. So if you are a Ring of Honor or a TNA person, do get in touch. What do you think?
Of course, TNA is not TNA anymore. It's Impact.
Yeah.
But everyone still calls it TNA because it's TNA.
Well, it was called Anthem or something. Or it was the company.
It was called Global Force for a bit, wasn't it, when they merged with Jeff Jarrett, but then it didn't merge anymore with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
It's just a strange one, isn't it? And you do wonder about that relationship between WWE and Impact, because obviously they've been using some of their footage in their documentaries.
Yeah, well, I mean, this ties well,
I'm sure
actually.
They'd love to get the video catalogue for the network and stuff, because you've got all those great AJ Styles, Samoa Joe matches that they can then stick on their own collections and DVDs and stuff.
Exactly, but this is also ties well with a big piece of news that apparently What Culture reported this week, which is perhaps... British independent wrestling promotions coming to the network. That's Progress and ICW. Possibly.
Well, this has been a thing that's been around for a while, hasn't it? This has been
Coming in June. Could be coming in June, which would be huge, wouldn't it, for them?
Yeah, I think there's as Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez mentioned on their programmes, it's all a matter of what the which way the wind's blowing with Vince McMahon. He'll put on the network whatever he wants to put on there, won't he? But if he doesn't want to do it, he won't do it. So it's interesting. There's obviously a big push, isn't there? And I think WWE would rather than have their own UK-specific thing, they'd rather partner up with brands, stroke promotions, who can do things for them and they can help in their way, rather than have to set up a whole different thing to fight ITV, because no one has any idea whether ITV and World of Sport, and as I mentioned before, they should change the name of that, whether that will be longer than the initial run of programmes or not. So rather than go to the expense of setting up your own UK-based territory promotion, you can use the promotions that are already here and established and piggyback off them to an extent, and they can piggyback off you.
Well, they've been piggybacking off them already, but by taking their top talent.
Yeah, well, it's beneficial to everyone there, isn't it? Because the promotions get the rub from working with WWE. WWE get the access to infrastructure and talent, and they don't have to put in lots and lots of money themselves. The ITV thing's fascinating. You just have to wait to actually appear and see what happens. And
you mean it's fascinating in terms of like numbers and stuff?
Well, yeah, because if it's a failure, then will WWE scale back on what they're doing in the UK? And probably. The answer would probably be yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one's stupid. But does it need to be a success? I don't know. We're going to find out when it comes to the air at some point soon, but we don't know when that is.
Okay, anything else you wish to discuss, Richard?
I don't think so, because I don't think much has happened, has it?
No.
Which is a shame, but I need to make you watch the Bunkhouse Stampede. Have you ever seen the Bunkhouse Stampede?
No, go on.
It was like it's like one of the worst pay-per-views ever, and the main event is a Bunkhouse Stampede match, which is, right, this is great, this is a concept, a battle royal in a steel cage.
So what? I don't understand.
Yeah, so you've got to like be the last one in the cage to win.
So you throw people out? I don't know. How? If it's the cage, how tall is the cage?
Yeah, well, normal cage.
I don't understand then. How?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, it doesn't, does it? Because the concept's crap.
Oh, right, okay.
But if you ever go onto the network, there's the pay-per-view there and you can watch it, and there's all kinds of great stuff on there, like violence. But it's not very good. I'm going to load it up now so I can show you while we're editing the programme. Because I know you've got nothing else better to do. But all our listeners are... I know we don't do the Match of the Week thing anymore because I just couldn't be bothered finding anything, to be honest.
Well, we,
It's well worth a watch just for crap. If you thought some of the ideas they come up with these days are crap, this is one that's worse.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to go find it, give it a watch, but we're going to watch this now. Yeah. Have yourself a lovely day, wherever you are or whatever you're doing.
We'll get Tom's thoughts on it next week.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. Down, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, and we'll see you again very soon here on Proper Sport Does WWE. Bye, Richard.
Goodbye, adios.